WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Frasier is one of the funniest and most honored TV programs of our time. It won an unprecedented 5 consecutive Emmys for Outstanding Comedy Series. Kelsey Grammer stars as Frasier Crane, a neurotic and pretentious psychiatrist who hosts a radio call-in show. Even more neurotic and pretentious is Frasier's younger brother Niles, played by David Hyde Pierce. John Mahoney co-stars as their father Martin, who lives with Frasier. Christopher Lloyd was the show's executive producer and also wrote for the series. He recently left to start the new sitcom Bram and Alice, which premiered earlier this month. I spoke with Lloyd in 2000. We started with a scene from Frasier. Frasier's producer is on vacation. Her substitute is an African-American woman. After Frasier encourages her to occasionally say a few words on the air, she ends up giving callers her own homespun advice on love and marriage. Frasier is concerned she's not only taking over his show, she's giving bad advice. But he's afraid to say anything to her. He comes home and explains his problem to his father and brother. They think he's afraid to confront her because she's black, and he's worried he'll sound like a racist. Here's Niles.
For heaven's sake, Frasier, why don't you just talk to her?
Well, it's a delicate situation, Niles, for God's sake. I mean, it's not all that easy. I mean, she is new to the field. She's sensitive. She's eager to please.
She's black.
Dad, please!
Well, you know damn well that's what this whole thing's about. I don't know what the big deal is. If she's talking too much, just tell her to shut her big bazoo.
Oh, really? And how do you suggest I accomplish that without sounding like a complete bigot?
Well, perhaps a little diplomacy is in order.
Oh, are you saying I should just choose my words more carefully? Is that it?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, fine. All right, Niles. Just exactly how would that go? Why don't you play me and I'll be Mary?
All right, Mary?
Frasier?
I've been meaning to speak to you. You know, people listen to the show for my expertise.
Oh, so my opinion's not worth anything?
Well, I'm the one with the medical degree. Now, I want you to contribute, but only up to a point.
So you want me to stay in my place? Massa!
She's not going to say massa.
What, am I getting too uppity for you? You sherry-swilling, opera-loving, Armani-wearing elitist? You have no idea how difficult it is for a black woman in a white man's world.
Frasier.
I don't think so. Look at me. This is ridiculous. I have walked myself straight into a minefield.
Christopher Lloyd, was this a difficult subject to take on? Dealing with race is so loaded.
It was. Dealing with any politically oriented stories we've stayed away from for the most part in 7 years. For whatever reason, it seems to sort of divide people or get people kind of agitated. And so we have really not done any issue shows per se. But this is one that we were kind of intrigued by just because these guys are so rarefied and so white. I think a lot of people probably thought that this was in response to the kind of call for greater diversity on television, which it wasn't, although it kind of played into that a little bit in the sense that it is such a touchy subject and Frasier is sort of the perfect person to be made especially touchy by it. So we spent a long time, you know, wondering, is this really funny or is this just kind of uncomfortable? Is it going to make viewers uncomfortable? But I think we walked the line pretty well with it because it was true. It was a white guy saying, I have this African-American woman working for me. I don't like what she's doing, and I do not know how to tell her that without sounding like a bigot. And he struggled with that, and I think people laughed at it because it was a very real-seeming situation.
Let me play a clip from the Frasier Valentine's Day episode. And this was the story of Frasier and his father going to the opera. And at the opera, they strike up a conversation with a woman Frasier's age who's at the opera with her mother. And Frasier wants to date the woman who's his age. But the problem is the older woman wants to date Frasier's father, and Frasier's father isn't interested. But Frasier has warned his father not to do anything that would alienate the mother because it would ruin Frasier's chances with the daughter. So here's Frasier's father and the older woman who's interested in him conversing at the opera.
Lovely production, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I adore Verdi.
Oh, he's my favorite.
Though the woman singing Gilda's a bit off.
She's no Renata Tibaldi.
You know, if you like Verdi so much, I happen to have a spare ticket to Aida next week.
Oh, that sounds great, but if it's a week from tonight, I'm busy, I'm sorry.
Actually, it's next Thursday.
Oh, Thursday? Oh, you know, there's this thing at my, my wine club.
Oh, that's all right, Martin. We just met. I shouldn't have asked.
Oh, no, Helen, it's got nothing to do with you. It's me. I'm afraid I've given you the wrong impression of myself. You see, the truth is, I'm...
gay.
Right. Gay.
I thought you might be. How many straight men remember Renata Tibaldi?
Not many.
Well, I'm sorry if I was too forward. It's just that sometimes it's so hard to meet nice men.
Tell me.
No, this is a very funny episode. Was this a kind of sensitive issue to deal with at all?
Yes and no. It's not entirely virgin territory for us. We did a show in the second season, for example, that also explored the a similar theme called The Matchmaker, which had to do with Frasier. Thinking, well, Frasier on a date sort of with his the station manager who is gay.
He doesn't think it's a date. Let me explain what's happening. Frasier invites his boss over to dinner with the hopes of matching him up with Daphne, the live-in physical therapist. Frasier doesn't realize his boss is really gay, and his boss has interpreted the invitation as a kind of intimate overture, you know, like a date. You know, and he's expecting an intimate dinner with Frasier, and comedy ensues. It's a very funny episode.
Thank you. And written by the same gentleman who wrote the one that you're talking about, the opera show. His name is Joe Keenan. He's a fabulous writer.
Well, what makes it particularly funny on Frasier, too, is that Frasier and his brother Niles are written almost like the stereotype of gay characters. You know, they love opera, fine wine, home decorating, refined language. They're kind of snobbish. You know, I mean, that's like the stereotype of a certain type of middle-class professional gay character. So when people mistake them for one of them for being gay, it kind of just like fits in with a stereotype.
There was an article in a British newspaper a couple of weeks ago that described Frasier and Niles as heterosexual sissies. I think that comes pretty close to describing what we're after. And I have to say, I think we all kind of resist the stereotype, the idea that just because these guys like the finer things in life, the clothes and the wine, and are cultured, that suggests that they're gay. And sort of by extension, people have said Frasier seems to be written with a gay sensibility. Well, I'm not sure exactly what that means. We've always had gay writers on staff, but we've always had straight writers on staff too. And just because we like kind of more of a verbal orientation, you know, we use big words and the characters are witty. I'm not sure how that got translated into a gay sensibility exactly, but
I'm wondering if it's almost easier to write these kind of traits for straight men because then you can't be accused of creating a stereotypical gay character.
I guess that's possible. I hadn't thought of it that way. I mean, Niles, neither one of them is gay. Neither one of the characters is, and there's, you know, Niles is in love with his wife in the first four or five seasons of the show, and at the same time nursing a crush on Daphne. I mean, that I think sets him apart from a homosexual character right there. Frasier is constantly on the prowl for women, so I think it's a little unfair to say that they're gay in everything but, you know, the admission of it.
There was an episode in which there's a new doctor who's joined the radio station, you know, doing a phone-in advice show. And one of the things he prides himself on is that, he sings. He loves to sing. Unfortunately, he sings really badly. And to get even with him, Frasier and Niles suggest that he sing at a party. And the song that he sings quite badly, although he doesn't realize how badly he sings, is "Isn't It Romantic," which is it's a great song, and it's not a very well-known song. I thought it was interesting and kind of brave to sing a song that most people probably wouldn't know. And that strikes me as kind of typical of the program. A lot of the jokes and a lot of the situations, they're just very smart. And a lot of shows, I think, would worry, oh, is this going over the listeners' heads? How much do you have to worry about that?
We worry about it less and less. Early on, we would write a joke that used a real, you know, $10 vocabulary word or an obscure reference, and we'd say, gosh, aren't we clever and smart and wonderful, and we've amused ourselves with this, but the audience is never going to get this. We should really dumb this down. And really, Kelsey Grammer was one of the big champions of not doing that and saying the audience is smarter than anyone gives them credit for being. Don't dumb this audience. Don't dumb the material down. Don't write down to the audience. Keep that joke in. They will get it. And a joke that we referred to as a 10% joke, meaning we thought 10% of the audience would get it, would end up getting a big laugh. 60% of the audience would understand it. So we were, I think, a little bit maybe ashamed of that, but also encouraged by it and started writing those sorts of references and jokes more confidently. Just as a footnote, I appreciate your giving us credit for using having the courage to use Isn't It Romantic, but the reality of it is it's owned by Paramount. We didn't have to pay anything to use this song.
Oh, well.
But I accept the compliment.
Yeah, I thought it was so much more interesting than going with, say, I Got Rhythm or, you know.
We've had our share of strange references and musical pieces, but that was not one of them.
I'm wondering if you guys have to keep up with psychiatry. At the risk of ruining these lines, let me read something that Frasier says in one of the episodes. This is the room service episode, one of the episodes included in the book, The Frasier Scripts. And this is the episode in which Niles, Frasier's brother, ends up sleeping with Frasier's ex-wife, Lilith. And, you know, Frasier finds out about it and is obviously really angry at both Lilith and Niles. And Lilith is trying to, like, explain and rationalize what happened. And Frasier says, "Very impressive, Lilith, but I happen to be a psychiatrist, too. Let me tell you what really transpired. This is a passive-aggressive manifestation of the deep resentments that you both have toward me. You were punishing me for my notoriety, my successful adjustment after our marriage. It is this shared bond that brought you two to your palace of sweet revenge." do you actually try to read...
You can say what's on your mind. Do we all go see psychiatrists? Absolutely. All of us are.
Oh, even a better question
troubled.
Than the one I was going to ask. Do you?
Do I personally?
Yeah.
I have been known to, as have I think a lot of people on our staff. You know, I could tell you it's purely for research purposes. It isn't, but I think we all have a sort of a passing either interest in or dependency on psychology, psychiatry. Enough to fake it in a script, at any rate, to throw around your passive-aggressive stuff, mumbo-jumbo, your unconscious-conscious distinction, stuff like that.
Christopher Lloyd was an executive producer and writer for Frasier. He recently left to start the new sitcom, Bram and Alice. This is Fresh Air.